Hey everybody, welcome to the Bills Wire Daily Podcast. I am your host, Jeremy Uhas. Thank you guys for tuning in to this Wednesday episode of the Bills Wire Daily Podcast, now into our fourth week. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. We are anywhere you can find your shows. Today is going to be a great episode. We've got Brian Thomas of the Thomas Take Sports Podcast joining us today, and also Bradley Gelber, who joined us last week on the show. Both gentlemen will be with me. We'll discuss a little bit about the upcoming matchup on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals and more. So let's get right to them and welcome these two gentlemen in with me on this edition of the Bills Wire Daily Podcast. Thanks, guys, for joining me.
Hey, how's it going, Jeremy? Thanks for having me back again. And
of course.
It's nice to have Thomas joining, or Ryan Thomas, I call him Tom. But it's Tom. The name of your podcast is actually Thomas, though, right? That's why I'm thinking that.
Right, yeah. Everyone used to say, hey, Thomas. Right. You know, they'd call me by my last name, and that's it just rolls off the tongue easier. And it kind of stuck. So,
any relation to Thurman?
Thanks for having me on. No relation to Thurman, but I have met him a few times, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
While I was wearing his jersey one time, which is pretty awesome.
And it would fit because of course, of your last name. No, I'm excited to have you on. Brian and I were talking a little bit before we got on this episode, recording it. You know, just kind of our philosophy, you know, Ryan being a podcast host too, just trying to make, you know, our voices heard for fans who want to listen in and chime in and have a voice, and doing what we do and having, you know, Brad join us and his experience in the media, and we're just kind of giving people that aren't necessarily top headline media, so to speak, in Buffalo an opportunity to have a voice. So I think we're both in line with that, and so I'm happy to have you guys on here and share your opinions for
Thank
the rest
you.
Of everybody else. So let's jump.
Thank you. It's
yeah,
a
let's
pleasure.
Jump right to it. Brad, what did you think of that game against the Browns? We recapped it a little bit yesterday here on the Bills Wire Daily Podcast, but what were your big takeaways? Obviously, McCarron didn't do much there with the first string, and Josh Allen now getting his chance coming up here Sunday against the other Ohio team in the Bengals. But just your thoughts kind of moving forward here as we sit midweek. Looking forward to preseason game number 3.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you and I talked about this last week, but it's undeniable what people are looking at is the quarterback. So, you know, I think the thing maybe that went a little bit untalked about was Nathan Peterman had another strong game. And, you know, I think he's been consistent. He hasn't been as flashy as, you know, Josh Allen has, but he's certainly kept his name in the discussion, if not, you know, to be the front runner to start the season as the Bills starting quarterback. You know, we all want to talk about Josh Allen, and I think that you know, we would be remiss not to mention the game he had as well. But, you know, I think there's something to be said for Peterman, you know, coming off of really no one giving him any shred of a chance coming into, you know, OTAs and training camp to kind of taking the lead there and maybe falling back a bit at the beginning of the preseason. But, you know, obviously the excitement is around Josh Allen now, and he's going to get a chance to, and rightfully so, a chance to showcase his skill set and play with the ones coming up against, you know, the Bengals in the game that's notorious for being the most important of the preseason. So I can't blame anyone for being excited. I'm excited to see him play with the ones. But, you know, I just think that, you know, with the injury, and it was funny because you and I talked about, you know, what we thought might happen going into the season, or what my prediction was. And I specifically said to you, barring an injury. And then I mentioned, you know, the fact that, you know, maybe it could be, you know, AJ McCarron, and then lo and behold, AJ McCarron does get hurt. It's good that it doesn't look like it's, you know, it is as bad as they initially thought, and it's not broken his collarbone. But, I think just coming out of that game, the only other thing I don't want to take up all of the time here, but I think that Marcus Murphy is another guy that I continue to be impressed with, and I think he's really, you know, making a push for a spot on this roster, whether it's special teams or, you know, if he'll get some of the rotation behind Ivory and McCoy. So that was another name I noticed that's kind of continually jumped out to me in the preseason has been Marcus Murphy.
Ryan, what about you? Any standout performances or things you focused on against the Browns, and kind of just your assessment here moving forward?
Well, obviously, the position that everybody, you know, is talking about, and rightfully so, is the quarterback. It's the position that everybody talks about on every team. But I really wanted to zero in on how the defense was changing, how the defense was reacting to the new players, Harrison Phillips and Trey Edmonds. And I really like what I've seen so far. There were some moments where Trey Edmonds, you know, there was some sideline-to-sideline plays where he might have been a little bit behind, but you got to put into perspective what is being thrust upon him at this stage of his career as a rookie, 20 years old, you know, being the main play caller for the defense. And Harrison Phillips, I think, has some bigger shoes to fill than what they originally thought, you know, now that Kyle Williams has this injury. But I like the youth that the team has, that the holes that they've plugged with Edmonds, Harrison Phillips, and obviously this quarterback situation is very, very interesting, because 4 months ago, you go back and you really go back and you look at your Twitter feeds, guys. There were so many people saying that Josh Allen should not be drafted by the Bills. And I can't help but notice now that after 2 weeks of a preseason where he's looked very impressive, these Bills fans really want to see him play. If you were to take a poll as far as which quarterback would you want to see start week one, despite the fact that I really like Nate Peterman, I think the blame towards him for that Chargers game last season was a little bit too strong. I really thought he was impressive after that game, how he took his lumps, how he embraced the struggle that he had, and really has rebounded from that immensely. This offseason, he looks much better, much more polished, but there's just a magic X factor with this offense when Josh Allen is playing, and you notice a lot of the quotes that are being taken in interviews, guys like Lorenzo Alexander, veterans in this league, guys like Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, have nothing but good things to say about Josh Allen being a future elite quarterback. And whether they're his teammates or not, I think that really speaks volumes.
Guys, the Bills signed a punter, John Ryan, from Seattle. Not maybe the most notable position you know, definitely not the sexiest position to talk about on the team. But, you know, it's funny, I guess, in the sense about, because his nature on Twitter and just John Ryan being a really just interesting guy. You know, Brian Moorman back in the drought was maybe one of the more favorite Bills players for fans. And, you know, I don't know if the punting situation really is that crucial necessarily in the grand scheme of things, but it is interesting that they sign a bit of a character and someone who could at least push for the starting role in that position, just because they did sign him. The Bills did tweet out a picture of him. Just quickly, we'll just go over this signing and what you guys take away from it.
Yeah, I mean, I sure. can just jump in here real quick. Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting. You know, obviously he's reunited with Steven Hauschka, and that's, you know, they're close. And, you know, it's funny because if you look, like you said, if you look at his social media, you know, he actually, John trolls kind of Steven on his Instagram, and he'll comment some funny stuff on, you know, pictures of Steven with his kids at the pool and just some funny things. So you can tell there's, you know, that bond that they formed on special teams all those years in Seattle. And I noticed a lot of Seahawks fans were, you know, kind of the way we get with players when maybe they're not very well known or a position that doesn't get a lot of attention. But, you know, in Buffalo, we hold players closer than maybe some other fan bases. And I think that's kind of what I saw. He was so long with Seattle. People were telling him, you know, he should run for mayor of Seattle one day, and some other kind of funny things, just like a nice, he wrote like a nice parting note on his Twitter to Seattle, and it was, you know, it was a nice thing to see. So obviously he formed, you know, a bond with the fans there. But, you know, I think it's interesting just because what does this mean for Colton Schmidt? Like you said, is it going to be, you know, is this going to be an open competition now for the punter? I mean, he's coming in, you know, late into the preseason, or is this really just a camp leg because of the injury that occurred last week? You know, it's interesting to me. You'd think he might have some other opportunities that he wouldn't have to travel across the country just to be a camp leg, but maybe he's thinking, you know, this will allow him to showcase himself a little bit for another team that might be looking for a punter. But Colton Schmidt, if you look at his stats, Kevin Masseret, who I know is doing some stuff with you guys now over at the Bills Wire, tweeted out some stuff just about his statistics. And, you know, we all look at it and kind of think that he's been...
He's a big fan of the punters.
Right, right. But we look at Colton and say, you know, he's been fairly consistent. But reading into some of the stats a little bit further, Kevin was, you know, diving into the past two seasons. And his numbers really aren't that great. And, I mean, what at the end of the day, you know, as a punter, how integral is it to the team? I mean, you know, some will value it more than others. But I do find it interesting that they didn't just sign, you know, a no-name guy or a young guy to come in and kind of, you know, just take over reps for these last two games. It seems like they were interested in bringing in a guy that has, you know, some experience. So I'm interested to kind of see how this plays out, as interested as you can be in a quote-unquote punter competition at this point.
Yeah.
Jeremy mentioned Brian Moorman's career with Buffalo, and, I mean, he was a great player. I mean, despite the position, it's not the quote-unquote sexiest position, you know, on the football field by any means, but a great punter can really control the field position of a game. If an offense can't get first downs, you're relying on that punter to pin the offense in their own territory. And the numbers, you know, as Brad alluded to, the numbers don't lie. And it says to me that there's a recurring theme with this head coach, with the staff that is currently at One Bills Drive, that they are not afraid of competition, whether it be the quarterback position, whether it be for the RB2 spot, whether it be at the punter position. The competition to them breeds success, and I think it's going to be a very interesting next few weeks here, because John Ryan is no slouch. He's been one of the best punters in the league for the last few years now, and just like Hauschka was one of the best kickers the last, you know, few years in Seattle, I see John Ryan as the same, and it definitely wouldn't hurt to improve in any area, regardless of the position.
Good point. Yeah, we haven't really talked about, you know, Hauschka all that much this offseason. He's been kind of, you know, a non-factor in terms of discussion or talking points, but he won the Bills some games last year. I attended the Atlanta game here, and without his, you know, 50-plus yard field goals late, you know, the Bills don't win that game and beat a really good opponent on the road. And he was clutch a lot last year. So the kicking game, often overlooked in a lot of analysis. You know, we talk about the quarterback position all the time, and I just feel like in the NFL, all these games come down to the last couple minutes. And if your kicker can make kicks, or if you can pin people deep and keep the other, you know, keep your opponent outside of field goal range with the punting game, it is definitely big. Guys, I wanted to get to this. Let's see, where did I find this? Yes, did you guys see Rob Ryan talking up Josh Allen on the Herd this week?
I did not.
Yes. I did see, did you see that? Some of that. Yes, I did.
I try to stay away from those guys. It was a tough 2 years with them here, and it's been a better 2 years without them here, a year and a half, if you want to be, you know, close to 2 years without them. So what did he say?
Well, it really wasn't what he said. It was more about what, you know, I guess they had up on the screen. And the question is, you know, will the Browns regret taking Baker Mayfield over Josh Allen? And, you know, I get it. Like, these people have to have week, you know, daily, like we do, daily shows to kind of create buzz and create headlines and create things to talk about. But, I mean, it's still so early to, like the second preseason game to pose that question just seems ludicrous. But, you know, he just went on to say that Allen looked really good and had a lot of praise for him. But I just thought it was funny seeing him comment, you know, against the Bills. And
One thing he did say, which I think, you know, of course, as Bills fans are known to do, or, you know, we do, as it's human nature, we hone in on, you know, the most negative point or something that can get talked about. And he did make reference to the personnel staff when he was here being the worst he's ever seen in his 18-year career. So that kind of, you know, escalated, obviously, what, you know, what does he know and this and that. And, you know, as we know with Rex and Rob, they're, you know, they're a bit of, they crave attention. They like attention. It's not surprising to me that Rob's going to comment on that kind of stuff. But, you know, I think most Bills fans would, as Ryan alluded to, they don't care to really ever discuss the Ryans again and would rather just look forward to this regime and what the future holds instead of looking back to what I think many Bills fans would consider the worst, one of the worst coaching staffs they've ever seen. So I think it's a fair two-way road there. But yeah, it's no surprise that they find a way to continue to be in the media.
The funniest part of him being on a show like The Herd or First Take or whatever it may be is the fact that he's on that show because he doesn't have a job.
Well,
I mean, that's his, he doesn't have a job in coaching, I should say. Maybe he has a job on a TV show, which is great. You know, that's all well and good, but anybody that has dedicated their life to coaching that ultimately failed at their last stop, that heads right to ESPN, it's almost like the first team that they talk about was their last team. That'd be the last thing I do, would be to talk about, you know, oh, this is the worst personnel that I'd ever seen in my 18-year career, where really you want to look at the rankings and how those defenses were ranked before Rob Ryan joined the team compared to afterwards. He didn't have too many successful stops in his career, let alone in Buffalo.
Yeah, it was, no. It was a rough go from, especially later in his coaching career, for sure. Guys, real quick, if you're looking for one thing, obviously the quarterback position is a no-brainer, but one thing you're looking forward to this Sunday, there's a lot of time between now and then, but Sunday, 4 o'clock, you're settling into your chair with popcorn or ice cream, whatever, watching this game. What are you looking at? What certain position? What player? What are you most intrigued about besides the quarterback?
I would say the wide receiver position, to be honest. Mm-hmm. We know, I think we have an idea who's going to make the top two, top three spots, maybe top four spots, but there's some real competition there. Rod Streeter's had a decent preseason. I really like Brandon Riley. He was somebody that stood out to me last offseason, and then this offseason he appears to be, you know, standing out. He had a few really nice plays, a few nice tackles, actually, on special teams. So that's something that stands out to me as far as what wide receiver can kind of make an impact and really cement their spot on this team.
I'm going to take a different approach and maybe one that you wouldn't necessarily think, but I'm interested to see how, you know, the defense responds. I think it was interested hearing Lorenzo Alexander talk on the radio today a little bit about how the defense was disappointed in themselves, how they started last game and they were able to rebound quickly. And, you know, that's a good sign that they can come back from that. But, you know, they're not going to necessarily have that chance to reset come the regular season when they're playing teams that are, you know, not running such vanilla offenses, or they're really trying. So I'm interested to see how the defense as a whole plays right from the start. And I'm also interested to continue to watch Tremaine Edmonds, which obviously had a ton of hype coming into this after the draft. You know, he struggled a little bit to start. And then, you know, it seems like there's this increasing negativity around him. And I keep hearing, you know, whether it's on, you know, the radio or on Twitter, it seems like people are kind of being overly critical of the preseason when this kid has never been asked to, you know, run a defense. And Lorenzo Alexander commented on that today too, just saying that, you know, this kid's, you know, so young, and he's basically the quarterback of the defense. Not only does he have to be responsible for himself, but now he has to watch our other guys out of position. What is the quarterback doing on the other side? So there's a lot of intricacies that come with his role now, as opposed to just pinning his ear back and getting after the quarterback. So he's definitely one I'm going to continue to watch, because the defense is going to rely heavily on him, you know, once these games start to count.
Bradley, real quick, seeing your tweets, and it looks like Thurman deleted it, but I want you to, what's going on with Khalil Mack, or maybe he alluded to something, just
that was, you know, I don't know if what Thurman was doing it. He started with around 8:40. He tweeted #McBean... which started the whole thing. Everyone started, you know, going nuts. And I played into it. I quoted it and said Khalil Mack with a bunch of question marks and exclamations, which of course, that's all what we're going to be. That's what we've been talking about. You and I talked about it last week. So does Thurman have any knowledge of on the inside? Who knows? But, you know, people went kind of crazy. Or was he alluding to the fact that Josh Allen's going to be named the starter for week one already? And he hasn't even started week three yet. So, you know, people are jumping to all these conclusions. He tweeted about 20 minutes later and said, "I've always called them hashtag Nick Bean. I just haven't said it in a while." But then he spelled relax. He wrote R-E-L-A-K instead of an X. So then everyone started saying, "Oh my God, is he secretly alluding to Khalil Mack because he used a K instead of an X?" So after that, he tweeted the last thing. He said something along the lines of, "You know, I just miss talking to these guys. That's all this was about." And then about 20 minutes after that, all three of the tweets were deleted. So I have no idea if someone at One Bills Drive said, "Thurman, what the heck are you doing? Please delete all of that immediately." Or if he just was like, "This is so out of control. I didn't mean for it to take off like this."
Yeah, who knows?
But right, that was kind of the whole scenario. I was having some fun with it. I thought most Bills fans were having some fun with it. Maybe some people took it seriously. I have no idea, but you know, I guess everyone's looking to pass some time on a Tuesday night in August. So maybe he's just having some fun with everyone.
Well, thank you for clarifying the situation, because yeah, the tweets were deleted. So people who didn't know the scenario, you explained it pretty well.
Don't worry, Jeremy. I screenshotted them. I know I'm not messing around here.
So okay. We can always rely on Bradley to get everything on Twitter wrapped up. Ryan and Brad, thank you guys for joining me this evening, and just, you know, coming on the podcast and recording this. I want to give you guys the floor for a second, and kind of talk about, you know, where people can find you, either on Twitter or on social, or, you know, I know Brad, you might be still writing for Front Page or for Buffalo Sports Page, and Ryan, with your podcast, just give you guys the opportunity to, you know, let people know where they can find you.
Sure. So my sports podcast is titled the Thomas Take Sports Podcast. It's available on YouTube and Facebook. Also, you can check out some of my articles on the MyFantasySportsTalk.com website. I write for the Buffalo Bills on that site, cover training camp, position battles. Also, one of the articles that I wrote recently that is in the works is the state of the quarterback battle with Josh Allen and Nate Peterman. That'll probably be dropping tomorrow morning, so you guys can check that out on MyFantasySportsTalk.com. The podcast is on Sundays and Wednesdays, so you can tune in live to that. And feel free to tweet me at ThomasTakeover on Twitter.
Very nice. And yeah, Jeremy, as you said, right now I'm still writing for Buffalo Sports Page. It's a local site that was started by media veterans Paul Peck and Kevin Sylvester. Been around for a while. We've been up and running for now about a year. So we cover all different Buffalo sports, not just the Bills, you know, and the Sabres, mm-hmm. but we do some, you know, high school stuff. We do some Bisons. We do some Bandits. All different kind of stuff. So everyone kind of, you know, our team kind of covers different things. I focus primarily on the Bills and the Sabres, though. That's kind of where my background's at. But we also have a radio show that we do during football season over on WECK. So you can catch, you know, the guys, and I'm sometimes on that as well. And then, like you said, a lot of my work is done right on Twitter, just, you know, having some fun and interacting with people. So you can find me on Twitter at Bradley Gelber, and always looking to have some fun over there as well.
Cool, guys. Well, thanks for coming on with me, like I said, and we'll catch up probably after you know, this next preseason game, and you know, we'll see how quarterbacks perform, see how the team just performs in general, whether there is anything to that Khalil Mack talk at all, or not even real talk, but yeah, we'll just see what happens here in the next week or two, because the Bills are always going to be improving, or trying to improve. I think there's no doubt. Brandon Bean, if he can't improve the team, will try to. And I expect a lot of tweaks and adjustments to the roster, especially after guys do get released, after they have to cut down to 53. So it'll be an interesting couple of weeks here as we get into September, and would love to have you guys both join me again here in the near future.
Sure, that sounds great. It was a pleasure being on, Jeremy. Thank you. And Brad, it's a pleasure.
Yes.
Pleasure to have, you know, be on with you as well.
Thanks, Ryan. It was nice chatting with you and Jeremy as always. Appreciate the time and look forward to doing it again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.